Om Shanti, this is the Avyakta Murali of the 18th of July 1971. The title is Willpower and Controlling Power. That is, Willpower and Controlling Power. Do you experience both willpower and controlling power in yourself? Because both these powers are extremely necessary for your own effort and for the progress of all other souls. If you do not have controlling power and willpower in your own self, then you do not have the power to make others will something. You are then not able to make others control their wasteful thoughts or their wasteful behavior. You do not have any willpower. Willpower means that whatever you do, either through your thoughts, words, or actions, it should always be willed to the Father, that is, it should be offered to the Father. On the path of bhakti, whatever they do, whether they are eating or walking, they say for the sake of saying it, that it is offered to God. However, here you understand that whatever you did, you willed it for the task of benefit for the benefactor Father. If you continue to offer what you have, you will become a mirror of someone who is worthy of an offering. The vision of the one to whom you offered something, the one for whom you offered it, is automatically received by everyone through such an offering. So the effort needed in order to offer something and to become a mirror is that you need willpower, and secondly, you need controlling power. You should be able to stabilize yourself, that is, our stage, wherever you wish. It should not be that you sit to stabilize your stage in Baba's remembrance, but instead, you have wasteful thoughts, or your stage fluctuates, or that you do not have any controlling power. In less than 1 second, you should be able to stabilize your thoughts wherever you wish. If you are not able to stabilize your own stage, how will you make others stabilize in the stage of soul consciousness? This is why you must constantly keep the awareness of your stage and status. Only then will you be able to attain success in your qualifications. So, what will you keep as the main thing for willpower and controlling power so that you imbibe both the powers? The method of making effort for both these powers is included in just one word of each. For controlling power, constantly keep the great contrast, that is, Mahan Antar, in front of you, and your intellect will automatically go towards that which is elevated. Your intellect will not go towards that which is felt to be wasteful. Whatever actions you perform, if you continue to see the great contrast between pure and impure, truth and falsehood, the difference between awareness and forgetfulness, the difference between the wasteful and the powerful, then your intellect is automatically controlled. And for willpower, there is the great mantra, that is, the Mahan mantra. If you remember both the great contrast and the great mantra, then you will never have to make effort to control your intellect. This is easy. First of all, check, that is, think of the contrast and then perform the action. When you do not see the contrast but continue to move carelessly, you do not have the controlling power that you should have. And with the great mantra, you will automatically have willpower. Because the great mantra is Baba's remembrance, that is, to constantly stabilize your intellect on Baba, on Baba's activities and Baba's virtues. So, by having the great mantra in the intellect, that is, by having the connection of the intellect with the powerhouse, you will have willpower. So, you should remember both the great contrast and the great mantra, and you will easily be able to imbibe both the powers. Keep the great contrast and the great mantra in your awareness, then use the eye of knowledge and see how much success you have. You were told what the activity of a swan is. It constantly picks out the great contrast between stones and jewels. In the same way, if you constantly remember the great contrast, then you automatically remember the great mantra. When people come to know about something elevated, they automatically step away from the things that are of less value. But by not remembering the contrast, you even forget the mantra, and you are not fully able to use the weapons of knowledge successfully. So, what will you do now? Simply remember two words: be swans, and continue to do that. Do you understand? Just as you have three special relationships with Bab Dada, although you have all relationships, there are three main ones. In the same way, throughout the whole day, you should remember your own three main forms. Just as there is childhood, young age, old age, and then death, so this cycle continues all the time. And so, throughout the entire day, which three forms should you remember so that you are easily able to have remembrance and greater success? Just as you speak of the three forms of the Father, in the same way, what are your three forms? When you wake up in the early morning hours of nectar and stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance or have a heart-to-heart conversation, what is your form at that time? That of a child and a master. When you have a heart-to-heart conversation, you remember the form of a child, and when you become the embodiment of experience of the pilgrimage of remembrance, you have the form of being a master. So, at Amrit Vela, you have the form of a child and a master. Then, what form do you have? That of a godly student life. And then, the third form is that of a server. Do you continue to perform your activities while adopting all these three forms throughout the day? You have these three forms, and then what form do you have at night? At the end of the day, at the time of going to sleep, your stage is that of checking yourself, as well as that you have the stage of going beyond sound. While stabilizing yourself in that stage, you finish one day and begin the next day. So that stage should be as when you are asleep, because at that time you are not disturbed by any noise or anything. When you are in a very good sleep and you have dreams, that is a different matter. You should make your stage like this before going to sleep. Just as at the end, the sanskars that the souls take at the end become merged, and then those sanskars emerge, in the same way, When you finish the day in this way, your sanskars become loving and detached. By going to sleep with these sanskars, you receive help from these sanskars the next day. And therefore, at night, when you finish the day, you should finish the old accounts with the fire of remembrance. That is, with the power of remembrance, you should settle all your accounts. Just as if businessmen do not settle their accounts, they increase their debt. A debt is called a sickness. In this way, if there are any accounts of your karma or your thoughts of the whole day, you should settle them. Do not keep anything as a debt for the next day. Otherwise, it takes the form of a sickness and makes the intellect weak. Settle your accounts daily and begin a new day with a new awareness. When you keep the accounts of your actions and thoughts clear in this way, you will become perfect and an image of success. If you are not able to settle your own accounts, how will you enable others to settle their accounts and karmic bondages? Therefore, your register should be cleared every night. Whatever has happened, burn it away with the fire of yoga. Just as people burn away thorns and make the name and trace of them disappear. In the same way, with the power of knowledge and the power of remembrance, that is, with willpower and controlling power, you should keep your register clean every day. Nothing should accumulate. The wasteful thoughts and actions of one day should not leak into the next day. That is, there should not be a debt. Past is past, full stop. Those who keep their register clean in this way, that is, those who clear their accounts, are easily able to become the embodiment of success. Do you understand? Become a checker for the whole day. In the cycle of self-realization, there is this cycle of the day. In the beginning, when you used to have drill, you used to go from one circle into another and then come out of it. So this is an unlimited cycle of 5,000 years. And within that, there are little cycles. So your cycle of the day should always remain clear. There should not be any confusion in that. Only then will you become the rulers of the globe. You know how to clean your register, do you not? Nowadays, science has also created such inventions that whatever is written can all be erased so that you are not even aware of what was written. So, with the power of silence, are you not able to clear your register every day? This is why it is said, who can be loved by the Father, by God, and who can be loved by the deities? Those who have honesty and cleanliness are loved by God and are also loved by the people. And they even love their own selves. Everyone likes honesty and cleanliness. To keep your register clean is also cleanliness. And the Lord is pleased with an honest heart. That is, when you have courage and remembrance, you receive help. Acha. Om Shanti.